back to wrestling with Christianity. He's talking about the throng. And beside them place Christ, who is the greatest among them. Last paragraph, last paragraph, first column, 296. Beside them place Christ. So we're back to Christ is the answer. Bam, 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 back and forth. And he talks about all the things that are good about Christ. He wasn't a company man, you might say, to put it in slang. Powers of this world didn't reach him. He wasn't for sale. But, boom, next paragraph. What about this animal?
Do you find that some of his statements about the animal seem to be a projection?
No.
Considering what we know about animals as opposed to what we knew about animals in his day.
Well, what do we know now we didn't know then?
Well, that they're well-behaved, always. That they keep to the time-honored, that they're loyal to their land. You know, now we know that animals do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, especially this part, how they don't try to enforce their will
on
those of their own kind.
Footnote 180.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't met a weasel.
Yeah, exactly. But then
but the real weasels, as I know, are people. That's the problem.
In the footnote, I think, you know, he speaks of some things that I find true about animals.
Yeah.
More true. But, you know, it sort of shows, I think, the biology of his time is talking there.
Well, maybe
they didn't know as nearly as much about animals. You know, they didn't know all
maybe,
that.
Maybe
he
did idealize. But, you know, I think of those...
Metaphorically,
well, and just, you know, did you see the article recently of the bulldog that adopted 7 baby pigs? And nurse them.
Yeah, you see that.
And that remember we talked about the buck who protected the goose. That I think what has touched him is there is a kindness in nature that exceeds us. I mean, I can mention this. There's a horrible video on YouTube of people getting shot on the street, or, you know, victims of crime on the street, and people just walk by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it ends with, I don't know whether it's a squirrel or a possum or something that has been hit on the freeway. And its mate will wait until there's no traffic, run out, pull the corpse a little bit toward the side, car comes, it runs back. It spent a half an hour pulling its mate off the freeway, where the people would walk by these injured people and not even look. So I think what he's trying to get at is there is a kindness in nature, and nature isn't just brutal, which we tend to say, well, you know, he's a party animal, or he acts like an animal, don't act like an animal. We assume animals have no morality and no kindness, but they do. I think that's what he's driving at.
Yeah, I mean, animals, people tend to think of them as not having any capacity to self-sacrifice.
Yeah, or conscience even.
Yeah, exactly, or consciousness, if they do.
I mean, how many people's dogs, when they do something wrong, you know, they know they're guilty.
Right.
So, I think that's what he's driving at, that when we say integrate the animal, we're not saying just go out and, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that there is in our nature an inherent natural kindness and generosity which we need to find.
It's like they have a morality, a natural
morality. Yeah,
of appreciating life.
Yeah.
I think that last sentence on the of that paragraph, the top,
uh-huh.
296, the animal lives fittingly and true to the life of its species. either exceeding or falling short of it.
Yeah.
I think that sums it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the weasel's going to be what the weasel is.
Mm-hmm. I'm just astounded when I, like, say a little bird builds a nest in my yard or something. How the mother works her ass off feeding those little kids, you know.
Yeah, human mothers do that.
And human mothers, I'm told, do that too.
There are some male birds that do that.
And there are male birds that do that, yeah.
And Barbara Hannah did a book, I was reading it over the winter, it was on archetypal animals, and she was taking it from some of the lectures that Young had given. We do project onto them certain things that are inherent in us too.
Yeah.
But, and of course there's positive and there's negative aspects too, mm-hmm. but there's so much more psychology than you would think on this archetype of animals. Mm-hmm. It's really, and there's a lot on the snake. There's a big section on the snake.
What text are you talking about?
Kathleen, you brought it to my attention, that book with that. It's Barbara Hannah's, I don't know if it's fairly newly published, but it's called The Archetype of Animals. Animal Archetypes. And she gathered, she started with the horse, the cat, and the dog.
Cat, dog, and horse lecture.
Thing,
right?
Yeah. And so it has that in there. And then she also incorporated the lion, the serpent, and the bull.
I'd like to see that book.
I would, too.
It's really.
Who has it?
I've got it. I'll bring it
in. Would you bring it in?
Yeah.
And what's the title again?
Archetype of Animals. I think it's called that, Archetype of Animals. And it's by Barbara Hannah. And it's summary of all the lectures she gave, because she quotes Jung quite a bit, so he must have given various ones along the way. Animals.
Yeah. You should bring it.
But there's a lot on the serpent. I mean, that's the biggest section.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite a time-honored image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also a beautiful video on YouTube. If you Google, say Google woman, and I think they're cheetahs. It's a woman in Africa who has developed a relationship with cheetahs, and it shows a pack of cheetahs circling to attack her. And by the end of the video, she has the